Hello and welcome back to The Social Disease. I'm Jasper.
And I'm Bridget.
And it has been a while, but we are finally back to finish off season six.
Yeah, I was just enjoying my summer break off from work, and Jasper was so kind to let me take a slight hiatus from recording.
I didn't really have much of a choice.
Nope. I more or less was like, please. He was like, yes. But yeah, so now we're back, and we're finally finishing off season six. So it was very exciting. In our last episode, we started the episode with Annie Clark's shout out to us because we are amazing and she is amazing. And now we're finishing off the season with nothing to do with Annie Clark, but everything to do with Emma, Manny, Sean, and a little bit of Peter and Craig, because why not throw some toxic men into the mix?
Well, that's every Degrassi man, really.
I don't know if Sean's very toxic.
In this season, he's so toxic.
Okay, just because he goes to jail doesn't mean he's toxic. He's not mean. He's a little mean. We'll talk about it.
Okay, so let's get right into it then.
Let's do it.
So the season starts off where Sean returns to Degrassi for his senior year. He says that he is back because he wants to set up like a car shop. I forget what he wanted to call it, but he wanted to set up his own like car shop. But the real reason was that he wanted to reconnect with his middle school lover, Emma. He does not let her know this at first because she is with Peter, who just got a fancy new car from his rich daddy. And Peter is at first skeptical of Sean, but Sean befriends Peter because Peter is now in love with cars and street racing because he wants to fit in with the cool kids. Some stuff happens and there's like a street race and the cops come and Emma and Sean like escape together in Sean's car. And Emma and Sean end up kissing, of course, because how can their chemistry not lead to lots of kissing and cheating and lying? And so Emma feels guilty about this, but not too much because she keeps fooling around with Sean until she decides to go on a break with Peter. And so Peter decides to plant some weed into Sean's locker and tell his mom about it. And Miss Hatzilakos is like, this sounds real, and suspends Sean indefinitely. And so Sean gets pissed, of course, that Peter would do this to him, especially because Emma actually believes that Sean is a drug dealer. And so Sean challenges Peter to a street race in the middle of the night, and Sean ends up hitting some runner on the road. And Jay actually convinces him to run away from the scene. And of course, Sean gets arrested for this. And Emma hates him because she does not know the whole story. And so Peter gets off scot-free. Mostly, he gets some community service for this situation, and he has to apologize to the whole school. That was kind of weird that he had to do that. But Peter apologizes, does not mean it, of course, and Emma still believes that Sean is trash. And so Emma decides to throw a masquerade because Peter is not allowed to do anything because Miss H has him on house arrest. But then Peter plants a mask in Emma's locker the same way that he planted weed in Sean's locker. And Emma puts two and two together to make fish and breaks up with him. And then she realizes that Sean is not doing well in jail. Like Jay tells her that he's getting beaten up and stuff. And so she tries to fundraise money for Sean at the dance to get him a lawyer. And I'm not entirely sure how she manages to actually get him a lawyer because she does. She only raised like $100, I think, maybe 200. And she somehow managed to hire a fancy lawyer for Sean because he's not in jail for very long. But anyway, she breaks up with Peter, and there's a really weird scene where Sean sniffs Emma's hair and is like, vanilla.
Well, it's because Peter hates it.
But it was so weird that Sean is like sniffing her hair.
Well, like all tied in together because Peter was like, ew, I hate the smell of your hair. And she's like, fine, I'll change it. And then Sean's like, I love the smell of your hair. And that's how you know they're in love.
It was weird.
All right. Symbolism.
Yeah. And so a bit of time passes, and Sean gets out of jail after it's probably only been a month or so. And so him and Emma officially get together. and become a couple. And Sean is staying at Emma's place. And so at this point, the Simpson-Nelson house must be packed because there is a baby, Emma, Manny, and Sean. Sean finds out that Emma and Jay hooked up way back in season 4. And so Sean starts slut-shaming Emma and just kind of being confused about how he didn't think she was that kind of girl. And so Emma calls him out, rightfully so, for kind of idealizing her and how they don't really know each other since the last time they talked was several years ago and they haven't dated since they were freshmen, which was like 3 years ago. And so Sean apologizes for being a dick and says that he wants to get to know Emma again.
That was very cute.
It was cute. And then the next thing that happens is, of course, the infamous party where Emma plans to have sex with Sean, but Emma ends up drinking all of Mexico's tequila and gets too drunk, and Sean takes care of her and they do not have sex. They do end up having sex soon after that because Snake runs into them at the pharmacy buying some condoms and birth control and stuff, and Snake is appalled that his stepdaughter would be having sex and he didn't know about it. And so he gets pissy at Spike, who's like, oh yeah, I gave her the talk a while ago, it's all good with me. And Snake's like, bro. And so Emma gets back at him for babying her by doing a very inappropriate school presentation where she shows pictures of her and Sean making out. And even though her point was good with double standards for women, it was done in a very Emma way, which I'm not sure I could agree with. But we'll talk about that. And the last thing for Emma and Sean decides that he wants to go to the army instead of working at the auto shop with Jay for some reason. And Emma is rightfully mad that he did not talk to her about this decision. And surprise, she thinks that she's pregnant somehow. And so she tells Sean that she's pregnant even though she hasn't taken a test yet. And she still thinks she's pregnant even after she takes a negative test. And Sean says that even if she is pregnant, he's still going to go to the army. And then Emma realizes that she's not pregnant when she gets her period. So the timeline here is very sketchy. And I'm sure we'll talk about Emma's motives in this pregnancy plotline. But that's pretty much it. Emma is not pregnant, and her and Sean are like, yeah, Sean's going to go to the army, and that's how it's going to be.
All right. Cool. Yeah, a lot of different things. But the main thing really is, if you think about it, Emma and Sean have not been together in a relationship since freshman year, and now it is senior year.
Exactly.
Which is funny because, like, they obviously still kind of liked each other, even though they were dating other people, and then he was with Ellie, and then, like, hot mess. But we have to start with, unfortunately, Peter and him and the driving and whatever. I don't care that Peter was nice to Emma when she had an eating disorder. He's still a piece of garbage.
Like, the whole thing that Emma is saying is that she feels bad because Peter was there for her when she was going through anorexia. And, like, it's fine that she feels that way. Like, she doesn't want to hurt him because he was good to her. But she's not conflicted that, like, oh, I like Peter and I like Sean, I don't know who to choose. She's like, I like Sean and I don't like Peter, but I don't want to hurt Peter. So that was really interesting. I feel like I'm not super surprised that she was quick to hop onto Sean from Peter, because her and Peter's relationship wasn't very well founded.
Yeah.
But her getting with Sean so quickly, I'm not sure how I feel about that, because I feel like Emma usually isn't that impulsive.
I don't know either. It's, like, tough, because the whole point is that when Sean left, he wasn't with Emma. He was with Ellie. So this automatic, like, attraction to Emma in that way kind of was, like, a little confusing. But it's also something that I love because, like, they're my favorite couple. So it's hard for me to be like, boo, when I'm like, yay, really. I don't know. I don't think that Sean would have done anything with Emma that soon. But Emma kind of was the one to, like, hint at kissing in the car. Like, I think that in that moment, her making that decision, like, she doesn't like Peter anymore, I guess, right? Like, that's got to be it. She's got to be over him. Like, he's annoying. He has no friends, like she said, and it's for good reasons, because he's trash. You know, I don't really see how he's, like, a nice, fun guy to hang out with, to be honest.
She liked that he had a cool new car for, like, 10 seconds. And then she saw Sean, and she was like, never mind.
Yeah, I also feel like it's in high school. There's, like, all those flip-floppy feelings of, like, oh, I dated this person. I haven't seen them in a while. And also, she didn't really have closure with Sean. So for him to, like, leave and then, like, they said kind of goodbye when she, like, went with him to say goodbye. But, like, that was it.
What closure didn't they have?
Because the last thing, last, like, minutes that, or the last few hours or day that they spent together was, like, right after the school shooting.
Yeah.
So I feel like they were, like, both not in a great place. And now they're just in such a different time in their lives that, like, it kind of makes sense that they're back in the same place. They had liked each other previously. They didn't break up because they didn't like each other. They broke up because they both had, like, well, he had his own issues that he needed to, like, work through, really.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hate Peter, so it's hard for me not to, like, root for Sean and for her to cheat on Peter.
Clearly, the writers just wanted to bring Sean and Emma back because they were popular. Like, that's the root of it. And I do want to talk more about that in a bit. But with that, I did feel for Peter a little bit. But as soon as, like, Emma, like, went on a break with him and he calls her a slut, I'm like, okay, I don't feel bad for you anymore. Like, you do not actually care for this girl. You just care that you have a hot girlfriend.
He talks to, like, Darcy that way too. You know, he talks to women that way because deep down, that's, like, really what he feels.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's hard for me to be like, what about him does Emma like? I don't know.
That's kind of the thing. Like, why did she get together with him last season? Because she felt bad for him because of his shitty parents, right?
Yeah.
That was the main reason. And she thought he was cute. So, like, their relationship isn't, like, a real relationship. It's not based off of any actual feelings, really.
Yeah. And I do kind of see, like, the fact that Manny is like, Sean isn't good for you. Peter was there for you during your tough time. I don't know. I didn't really understand, like, why she was pushing Peter so hard on her. So if Emma had just, like, dumped Peter to start, I don't think that, like, nothing bad would have happened to Emma with Sean. Like, the things that were happening to Sean were because of Peter's actions. So what, like, makes him a bad influence for Emma?
Sean?
Yeah.
I think it's more so that Manny wants Emma to have stability because of her eating disorder issues.
Yeah.
I don't think it's so much that Sean would be bad for her. It's that she is in a stable place and Manny doesn't want to change that because that could potentially be disastrous.
I guess so. But her also being the friend that's like, don't dump the guy you obviously don't like, is just like kind of pushing Emma to cheat on him.
A little bit, because Manny was also telling Sean, like, stay away from her.
Yeah, when in reality, Manny should have been like, look, be honest with Peter. And then if you get back together with Sean, like, we'll go from there. But whatever, hindsight, I guess.
Yeah. But the thing about Peter is, like, he doesn't have a personality, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we kind of saw that when he got a crush on Sean and he inherited Sean's look and was like, I'm obsessed with cars, even though I just found out about them 2 days ago.
Yes.
Well, like, his crush on Sean was pretty cute, I will admit. But it just kind of proves that Peter doesn't have a personality. Like, he's just there. Again, we talked about this last season with Peter about, since we don't know much about him, the writers could do whatever they want with him to fit the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
But that works because Peter doesn't have a personality. Like, there isn't much about him besides, like, he likes photography and videotaping for revenge reasons.
Yeah, because even here, yeah, Emma literally says Peter doesn't have that many friends.
Mm-hmm.
it's because all he does is just like date girls or ruin girls' lives. And then like he's never once tried to like become friends with anyone.
Yeah, he like has no hobbies or anything outside of just being an asshole, really.
Yes.
And like, I'm the principal's son and my parents are divorced. Boo-hoo me.
Which I also feel like if a guy doesn't have friends, it's kind of a red flag too.
Yeah, because then he's going to latch onto his girlfriend for all of his support.
Yes. I did like that he dressed like Sean.
I am fully on the bisexual Peter train. And this is the start of it.
You don't think he just like looked up to him because he thought he was cool?
Well, that was mostly it. But also, I could definitely see Peter being like, this is a hot guy and I want to be like him.
Okay.
He's cute.
I mean, Sean and his biceps, as Minnie has said multiple times.
She's not wrong.
Nope.
The last thing I want to say about Peter is that I will say it was pretty iconic that he was the first person to say bitch on Degrassi.
Was he really?
As far as I know.
That's interesting. I feel like Craig would have said it, but Peter, I kind of wish he wasn't the first one, but all right, go Peter. When did he say bitch?
He calls Sean a bitch right before they do the race.
Ooh, spicy. Okay, I want to make sure he didn't say it to Emma before I was like, nice.
No, he calls Sean a bitch.
Well, Peter's a bitch. Okay.
The thing about Sean in this whole situation is that, again, he was only brought back because Sean and Emma were popular. That's the root of it. They didn't really think much more than we want Sean and Emma to get back together, and so we're gonna make it happen.
I mean, I don't mind.
But, like, the problem I have with this is that they didn't consider Sean's character that was developed throughout the first four seasons in bringing him back. Like, Sean is basically a whole new character, just with the same face and name.
Yeah, but doesn't that make sense? He's been gone for a year and a half.
But I think he regressed from where he left, is the thing.
Really?
Sean stayed in Wasega Beach after the shooting because he needed to be around his parents for like a more stable environment and such, right? Like, he was traumatized from potentially killing Rick. So he's like, I need to stay home. I need to stay out of trouble. And then he comes back to Degrassi after like a year and a half or so. You would think that he would have like been in that stable environment for a year and a half and would be better as a person. But here he is, like, creating a whole feud with Peter over Emma. You know what I mean?
Okay, so here's my thoughts. And I think about this for every couple, right? So in this scenario, Emma cheats on Peter. Emma is the one in the relationship. She is the one to blame. Sean is a participant. I don't think this is his fault. He didn't go out of his way to pursue Emma. Peter went out of his way to pursue Sean, and he just happened to bring Emma along. I think that if Peter had no interest in cars, I don't think that Emma and Sean would have hooked up. I don't think that they would have been in the same place at the same time enough times for them to slowly build up that attraction, because a lot of the times they spent talking is when Peter and Jay were at Peter's car and Emma had nothing to do. So Sean would come over, or she would see Sean's just doing nothing, so then she would go over. And then eventually it kind of just built on, like, we would go to these things and Peter was busy, so then I would hang out with Sean, which led to them like touching hands when they're looking at the map, like them like talking at school. Like, all these scenarios were because Peter wanted to be friends with Sean. I don't think Sean went out of his way to pursue Emma. I think it just happened.
No, I agree with that. What I was getting at was the whole street racing thing and going to jail.
So with that, I mean, we know that Sean has like a short temper. I don't think that's going away just because he has a stable home. Like, I think there's more of a difference of like, he doesn't feel like he has nobody, because that was like the whole problem, is he's like, I have nobody, I'm alone, like, I blah blah blah, where he also had his anger issues, but now he's like more secure with himself. But in other words, when Jay was like, let's go kick Peter's ass, he was like, I don't do that. And I think old Sean would have done that.
But Sean does do that.
Well, they race instead.
Okay. It's still an illegal thing that they're doing.
It is still an illegal thing, but I think he looks at it as like he's not physically harming. Like, I don't think he was going to physically harm Peter. I think he just wanted to beat him in a race, and then, like, that would be the end of it.
I don't know, because, like, I agree that Sean was not actively pursuing Emma.
Okay.
He was definitely, like, flirting with her, which you could say is a little sus, but I don't think he was actively, like, Emma, I am back. Be with me. You are my one true love.
Yeah.
But with him having been gone to improve himself, I feel like he learned even before he left how to kind of deal with those anger issues, right? Because like in season 3, he was angry at Emma, so he stole the laptop and stuff. Or
yeah.
That's the main thing I can think of. But he like grew from that in season 3, where he apologized about stealing the laptop, that the house party at his house where Amy like blacked out and needed her stomach pumped. Like, he was taking responsibility for himself even before he left in season 4. And in season 4, that was when he realized that he needed to leave so that he wouldn't become that old person again.
Okay.
But now here he is becoming that old person again, getting angry over something very petty.
Well, he was angry because he got expelled from school because of Peter.
Yes.
Do you think that's petty? Being permanently expelled from school? The only reason that he moved back to that area?
Well, I guess what I meant to say is that his reaction was petty. Like, he knew he was innocent. He could have fought that in a correct way.
Could he have, though? Like, think about it. Think about the privileges that Peter has versus the privileges that Sean has. Like, would he have actually been successful?
Not right away, but when Emma made 2 and 2 make fish, then then Emma could have been like, hey, Miss Hatsulako, your son is a fucking cunt. Let Sean back. But then Sean doesn't want to come back, which also goes against Sean's whole thing that he wanted to be the first person in his family to graduate high school. And that's probably the biggest thing for me.
But I also don't think I would have wanted to go back to some place that like doesn't believe me and expelled me without any form of like trying to. It's just like, you gotta think of it like from that side. This kid has been screwed so many times in his life, and the one time he comes back to try to do the right thing, like, Peter's a shit and like literally goes out of his way to ruin Sean's life, and it works multiple times.
But I just
like don't think Sean is gonna take the high road. I don't think any single high school student is gonna take the high road in that case.
I just want to believe the best in Sean, because when he left on a very high note, in that, like, yes, Sean still has things to work out, but I fully believe that he's going to work through those issues.
Back, the shit out of that kid who had a hearing aid.
But that was in like 8th grade.
No, I mean like when he went back to the beach. Well, he was going to bite the guy with the, but then he didn't. He just got the water ski or whatever.
Yeah. So like Sean knows how to let out his anger.
I think he was handed, the situations were too ridiculous. I think him saying, I'm not going to beat the shit out of Peter, I'm going to go race him, was a step in a more calmer direction for him. It just happened that he hit a person while doing it.
Okay, but then Sean does not give a single shit that he hit a person.
I don't think, and nobody does. That's literally not the point. Nobody in Degrassi cares that anybody was hit. Like, let's be honest. There's not a single person that's like, what about the guy? Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Like, it can't even, it's not even just Sean. Peter cares less. Simpson doesn't give a shit. Like, nobody cares. Even when Peter gives that talk. And Simpson's like, celebrities do this shit even when they don't mean it, because like, that's what you're supposed to do. I'm not gonna like give Sean shit if not a single person cares about this person.
Well, I'm going to give him shit.
Because... And you have to give every other person shit too.
Okay, sure. I mean, I will gladly give Peter shit. But, like, Sean's whole problem in the first four seasons was that he was mortified that he would become a bad person. You know, like, he was internalizing being a bad person, and that's why he got involved with Jay, because he was like, oh, I can never be better. I'm always going to be the poor kid who messes up.
Yeah.
But then he learned to kind of grow past that. And you could even see parts of that insecurity in himself when he's talking to Emma and he's like, Emma, you need to stay away from me. I'm bad news. So that part of Sean is still there. But then everything that he ever feared would come true about him does come true when he hits a guy because he was being reckless and he gets sent to jail. Like, remember when we met his mom? Like, his mom said, we sent you to Toronto to keep you out of jail. And where does Sean end up? He ends up in jail. So, like, that's the worst case scenario for Sean. And he just doesn't care. Like, Sean isn't the same character that he was before he left.
I mean, obviously he's not looking to go to jail. Like,
but, like, he doesn't kind of realize the severity of what he did. He's like, I'm in jail. I don't deserve to be here. When, like, I cannot root for him in this situation. Like, you belong in jail, sir. You hit a guy.
I guess it's also hard because, like, let's be honest. Did you drink before you were 21? Ever?
Yes.
Okay. Is that illegal?
Yes.
Okay. So people do illegal things all the time. And, like, yeah. He did hit a guy. The guy's not dead, so that's good, at least. I was worried about that because I forgot if the guy died or not. He didn't die. Should he take responsibility? Absolutely. Does he turn himself in?
No.
Yes, he does.
Only after Emma makes him.
Because the poor guy's scared because some guy in Jay is like, get out of here, get out of here. Like, I'd get out of there. What does he do the first second he hits that guy? What does he do? He gets out of the car.
Calls
and he calls for help. Right? Old Sean would have left that guy there with nobody. He would have been like, Peter, let's get out of here, and like left. And he could have left that guy there, but he didn't. He called for help. I think he was going to stay until Jay showed up and was like, get out of here. You're 18.
Well, that was bad advice, honestly.
Like, yeah, no, it was bad advice. But I also was like, oh shit, he's 18. He should like get out of there. You know, like, I don't know. I would have thought I would have been like, all right, see ya. I would like to think maybe I wouldn't, but, you know, who knows? But then he goes to Emma and he's like, I don't know what to do, but he knew what to do. You know, that's why he was crying. And when Emma was like, turn yourself in, he does. Whereas, like, he also could have just left and ran away. So there's like little parts of him that I feel like have changed. He just keeps getting dealt like shitty situation after shitty situation. And all of them in this season, or at least the beginning, have to do with Peter. And once Peter is gone from his life, there's no other thing that's really happening besides his just like reactions in his relationship. I don't know why you're so quiet. It makes me nervous.
I don't know. I'm just so disappointed in Sean.
I don't know what you expected him to be like, though, because it's like a guy's not going to change like a complete 180 or 360 or whatever.
No, absolutely not. But it's basically like my issue with it is that he grew in the first four seasons. And in my opinion, he's worse off than when he started here. So all the growth that he had and the reason why he left was to grow some more. And it's like, actually, I didn't grow at all. I am a worse person than when I started.
I don't know, though. I don't know if he just didn't grow or he just got handed really shitty situations.
But Sean has always been dealt shitty situations.
The weed thing was a lot. Like, the weed thing really was, because it not only, like, I don't know. We can sit here and discuss this for a while. But I think that Sean did grow a little bit. I really think he came to Degrassi with like really, really good intentions. intentions to turn his life around, get his degree. You know, he's crashing with Jay, but it's because Jay honestly has been relatively good to him. Like, he is a good friend to Sean, and he, like, always, I will say that. But I really think Peter, if Peter didn't exist, Sean probably would have graduated from high school. And that's not his fault, I don't think. I think it's Emma's in that case. Because Emma should dump Peter first, but she didn't.
Well, that's true. But I just, like, Sean should have graduated because that is where his character arc was going. He lost his way several times. So the logical conclusion to his arc is that he graduates high school. And what he does is he's really only back to bring Sean and Emma back. Like, it's not that Sean is back. It's that Sean and Emma is back.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean is really just there to bring back Sean and Emma rather than to bring back the character that was Sean.
It's hard for me to complain though, because I really like Sean and Emma. But like, would you rather him not have come back at all?
No, I'm glad he came back. I just hate how they brought him back, basically.
I don't know. I don't mind it.
I like their relationship for the most part in this season. Not as much as I did previously. But I guess, I don't know. Do you want to go into that?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I do like how they addressed the fact how Sean came back for Emma without knowing who Emma was. Like, I'm really glad that they brought that up. Because it is completely true that, like we mentioned at the beginning, they haven't been a couple for 3+ years at this point, and they haven't seen each other for 1.5 years.
Yeah.
So they don't know who the other person is at all at this point. And I'm really glad that they brought up the fact that Sean was really idealizing Emma, like kind of putting her on a pedestal. And that's why he got so angry about the whole Jay thing, because it broke his perception of her, which was in fantasy land.
And that makes sense too, because think about what Emma was like pre-shooting.
Right.
So for her to be like completely different, but also the same. Yeah, he just like wasn't prepared for that, which is fair. But also like we never learned what Sean was up to anyway, like while he was gone. So, okay.
Yeah, like for instance, Emma fully believed that Sean was dealing drugs.
Oh, I meant to ask you, was there any indication of Sean ever doing drugs at any point ever?
No.
Why does that keep coming up?
It's the fact that for the last like year or so that Emma and Sean went to school together, he was with Jay and Jay's gang. I don't think Jay even ever dealt drugs. Oh, I guess with JT. But like there's the stereotype, I guess, that Jay's squad is bad news and you wouldn't be surprised that they would be dealing drugs. So like Emma still kind of has that perception of Sean, even though it's been a while, because that's the last time that she really knew him when mm-hmm. he was in Sean's gang or in Jay's gang. And then for Sean, the last time he knew her was when he broke up with her because she was like too good for him and he was being self-hating and stuff. And then he like was her knight in shining armor at the shooting. So yeah. That makes sense why he is now idealizing her, because he's fantasized about her when she wasn't there and didn't realize like that she's an actual person with flaws.
Yeah, because, absolutely.
Yeah, he's just romanticizing the middle school version of her who just wanted to save the rainforest.
But I like how Degrassi did that, because I think that a lot of people don't think about that aspect when you've been apart from someone for so long and you come back together. Like 3-4 years, that's a long time to be apart from someone, you know. Mm-hmm. And then it's like to actually be physically apart, not talking for 1.5 years after a tragic event happens, like you're not the same person anymore, like at all. Mm-hmm. So I like that Degrassi wasn't just like, they're the same old couple and like they're not gonna have any issues because like it doesn't matter what's happened when they were gone. It's like, no, like I don't think Sean's reaction to Emma and Jay was Right. Like, I think that he was very drastic and dramatic and rude and like treated them both very poorly. But I also can see how like it made sense to be that upset. It kind of, I feel like, finally hit him that like he's been gone. Like, life went on without him. Like, Emma wasn't waiting around for him. And like, I mean, he never says if he waited around for Emma, which is where the whole like double standard part comes in. But I do feel like if I were in his shoes, I think I would have also been like upset too, I guess. I think I would have been upset. Not like treated them both poorly and then run to the train station upset. But I think I would have been upset too, because it's kind of like how in How I Met Your Mother, the glass breaks when you like realize something. And I think the glass broke for him.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
Oh, it's kind of like, so if you're hanging out with someone, and your friend goes, oh, did you ever realize, it's like, did you ever realize that Jasper's glasses? And like, the person may just like never have thought about it. And then it's like, the glass shatters and they're like, oh shit, Jasper does wear glasses. And it's kind of like, now you know forever. It's kind of like that. He's kind of like, oh shit, Emma did live a life while I was gone.
Yeah. I understand being upset with Jay, because low-key Jay did take advantage of Emma a little bit.
Well, yeah, he definitely did. And then he goes, like, Emma was begging me. It's like, fuck off, yeah. Jay. 90-year-old Jay. I don't need this.
Yeah, so I understand Sean being upset with Jay. But with Emma, again, it was a bit too slut-shamey for Sean, I feel. So I feel like Sean isn't like that.
Yeah.
This isn't the same Sean who was so impressed by Emma talking about her period in class. You know?
Yeah.
So that didn't sit right with me and kind of fed into my idea that like Sean is not the same person. But overall, I did like what we've been talking about how Emma and Sean did not know each other and they needed to address that in their new relationship.
Do you think that there was any part of Sean that was bothered by the Emma J thing because Emma wouldn't really do anything with him when they did date?
They weren't trying to do anything.
There were times where he's like trying to make out with her and then she would be like, all right, I'm done.
Wasn't Sean trying to make out with her in the ravine in public?
They were like not in public, but they were like outside. Yeah. And then he was like, but that was like one of the things, he's like, you never do anything with me. And she's like, I don't want to. And then they broke up pretty much, not only because of that, but like, I think not that he wanted more, but I think he thought it'd be cool to like have more, or like he was supposed to have more in a relationship, and like they weren't really doing much. Because I was like, that could also be why he took it so hard, was that him and Emma broke up because like there wasn't really much progression, and then all of a sudden he leaves and she like does things with a guy she doesn't really know, and then he was like, ah.
Well, I think it's just his perception of her.
Okay.
Like, he never thought that Emma would be giving blowjobs in vans to Jay.
Yeah.
That could be part of it, but I think the main thing was like, Emma sucked a dick? What? And it wasn't mine?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, once they kind of get past that, I do like their relationship. Like, I think I talked about this in one of the earlier season 6 episodes, but I do like how they have a good, healthy virginity loss to each other. Or I don't know if it was Sean's virginity, but it was Emma's virginity. But how'd you feel about kind of the pregnancy thing? How did you feel about that with respect to their relationship / the army thing?
I thought it was kind of weird because obviously they use birth control and condoms. So like, I literally, that 1% is not happening. Like, let's be honest. Like, it's, that would be like what, like 0.5% or whatever. Like, it's not happening. I do kind of wish that they gave other reasons for why her period could have been late. Like, having an eating disorder can affect your period. Stress from Sean being in jail could affect your period. I don't know. The fact that her and Manny don't live together and you're not synced anymore can affect your period. There's so many other things that can affect your period that like they don't go into. That it just kind of like sits at pregnancy, because like, why else would your period be late, even though like it happens like often. Mm-hmm. So I wish they could have done something with that, but they didn't. And then, yeah, obviously she was like hoping she was pregnant so that Sean would stay. And I think her being like, you're a shitty person for leaving me and my child, which didn't exist, was like, I don't know what she expected. Like, why should Sean not leave? Like, he already was going to leave. Like, he's not going to change his mind and then do what?
Yeah, the timeline for me with this whole pregnancy scare is very suspicious to me, because Sean tells Emma that he's going to go to the army. Emma suddenly thinks that she's pregnant. And then when Sean says, even if you're pregnant, I'm still going to go, then she gets her period.
I do think she was late. Like, I genuinely do.
Right, right. I do think she was late, but I think Emma might have been like,
I think she's allowed to hope that it was real for him to stay. I could see it.
It was more so that she was kind of using her late period to kind of manipulate Sean a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is what's wrong with me. Because I don't think she made up. I think she fully believed that she was pregnant, but she kind of used that false belief to her advantage. Like, she kind of forced herself to believe it, even though she knew it wasn't true, because she wanted to make Sean stay so badly, which is classic Emma trying to control the situation.
Yes.
Because I think the beginning of that episode, Emma's like, oh yeah, me and Sean are gonna live together and like go to college together and stuff. And she hadn't talked to Sean about these plans.
Mm-hmm.
But like, she had made this whole plan for her future with him without talking to him. And I guess Sean kind of did the same thing with enlisting for the army without talking to her.
Yeah.
But like, for Emma, it was just like, she had a whole plan and expected it to go off without talking to her partner about it. So I was like, what the fuck? And then she tries to manipulate the situation by kind of faking a pregnancy.
Yeah. Well, okay. She never faked a pregnancy.
Right. I'm being hyperbolic, but like, she made herself believe she was pregnant to manipulate a situation to her advantage. Like, I don't think she did any of this consciously, but in her weird Emma brain, she's like, Sean is going to leave for the army. My period's late. How do I get him to stay? Oh, I must be pregnant, so he must stay.
Yeah, I think the only thing that like was interesting or like different about that situation was when she was like, it's negative, and he was like, that's great, that means you're not pregnant. And she was like, well, there's still that 1% chance. And like, that's fair. As a woman, your period's late, the test is negative, why would your period be late? Usually people go and get like blood work done to make sure, right? Like, that's what you do. So, and then him being like, breathe, we don't know that. And her being like, you're right, like, I'm breathing. And that was the end of it for them. The next time they meet up, Sean's the one that brings it up. He's like, okay, here's the deal. If you're pregnant, like, I want you to keep the kid. And she was like, nice, that's great, I don't want to have an abortion. And then he was like, but I'm still going to go in the army. So I don't think it's as drastic as her being like, this kid is going to keep Sean, because she was like, okay, I need to breathe, and being dramatic. And then he's the one who brought it up. I think if she had been harping on it still, then I would be like, okay, she's definitely using it to manipulate him. But I think in that scenario, he was the one to bring it up, so it's not as like dramatic on her part.
Okay. Yeah, I do agree that I'm making Emma more villainous than she was. But I do think that Emma was in the wrong in this whole situation.
That she didn't do anything wrong.
But she expected Sean to basically cater to her every whim.
She never asked him to stay.
Yeah, she did.
No, because he was like, I'm still going.
And then she accepted it because she didn't have the pregnancy as an excuse to keep him anymore.
Well, he wasn't going to stay anyway, so it's not like she could keep him.
Well, yeah.
Jasper, you're making her seem so bad. This girl thought she was pregnant for a hot minute. Come on.
Haven't we all?
No. I'm actually careful with what I do, so no. But no, I mean, like, again, every girl's had a late period, but also I can't imagine having a late period the month that you just started to have sex, which also affects your period. So there's like so many things. Like, I don't blame her. I honestly am like, if I was in that situation, I would have thought I was pregnant too, even if I got a negative test back. I think I personally would have went to like get blood work done to make sure.
Yeah, again, I'm making her out to be more villainous than she actually acted.
Obviously, she would have liked, I think she liked the idea of, oh, if I have this baby, Sean's gonna stay and we can be a family. Like, sure, Craig thought the same thing with Manny. But then when both of them like broke into the other person, like, hey, this isn't gonna happen, Sean's like, I'm not gonna stay, like, we still have the baby in the family, but like, I'm just not gonna be around for a bit. Like, that wasn't good enough for Emma. So thank God she wasn't pregnant. I don't think at any point she never lied, and she never pretended to be pregnant.
I agree, but
okay. She can have hopes and dreams. She could wish that she was so that Sean could stay, but she never said it out loud. So I can't, like, if she had told Manny like, oh, this would have worked out so well if I was pregnant, but she like never says that. I remember they do a happy dance and then they go out dancing. Like, I think if she wanted Sean to stay, she would have been sad when that second pregnancy test, or when she got her period. I think she would have been more upset.
Yes.
And she wasn't at all. She was very happy and relieved. And then she dumped Sean. So, like, I don't think it.
Well, here's the thing. She doesn't actually dump Sean. She's just like, okay, you're going to go.
They're not together next season.
No, but I just started watching season 7 and they are technically together for the first part. And it's very ambiguous when they actually break up because it's off screen.
Okay.
But they are still technically together at the end of the season. It's just like Sean's leaving.
I would have thought, I kind of read from like their dance scene where she was like, you're leaving, I'm going to college. And then he's like, can I at least have a dance? That's when I was like, okay, this is going to be it for them. Like, this is kind of like the stupid Eli Claire graduation. Like, maybe we'll be together, maybe we won't. I'm like, you're annoying.
Which, like, it's so weird. Like, I feel like if season 6 was one school year rather than one semester and they graduated at the end of the season, I feel like Sean and Emma would have ended together. Since they had a whole other season and Sean just wasn't coming back to season 7 for whatever reason.
Yeah.
They just couldn't keep them together.
Yeah. So,
like, if Sean was only going to be back for one semester, I don't know why they even brought him back. I'm glad that he came back, but I'm just like, what was the point?
I guess people were just wondering. They're like, what's going to happen? Sean and Emma, we thought we love them. Kind of like how they keep bringing Craig back all the time. Okay. Anything else for Sean and Emma?
Do you have any thoughts about the snake thing with Loki slut-shaming his stepdaughter?
I don't know. I mean, like, it seemed like a very classic dad on TV doesn't know what to do when his daughter's having sex because he has internalized misogyny. I don't know. I think they should have played more into the fact that he was the stepdad versus the dad. And I think they did kind of. But I think that it was just like they kind of dropped it. And then they didn't drop it. I'm sorry. They showed child porn to get their point across, and I didn't really like it.
Yeah, that was a lot. Like, seeing Emma and Sean making out with, like, Sean shirtless, I was like, I'm uncomfortable.
I also, like, in my opinion, I don't think it's any of his business. I don't think it's any dad's business to be annoying to his daughter about sex. I think he can be annoying to his son about it because he is the man, and that's where it should go. Like, talk to your son about how to politely have sex with a woman or a man or whoever they're gonna have sex with and not be a dick. And let, if there's a woman in the life, let them talk to the girl. But I also just, like, I don't know. I would never, I've never talked about it with my dad ever in my whole life. Not for one second. Actually, I don't even think I talked about it with my mom. Now that I think about it.
Well, that's where I think the stepdad thing comes in, because Emma and Spike have a conversation about it and Snake isn't included. And that's where he's kind of like, oh, am I not actually a part of this family?
It's a weird hill to die on, in my opinion. Like, is this conversation really what makes or breaks your part of this family? Because otherwise, check yourself.
Yeah. Like, I'm glad that they called Snake out and he was like, yeah, I was wrong. You were right, despite your strange presentation. But yeah, I thought it was a good plot just to bring back Emma and Snake's relationship, because we haven't really explored that in a while.
I guess I kind of liked how he was with, like, the Sean situation more. I kind of wish that they, like, left it at that and, like, he didn't have any involvement, but whatever. Could you imagine doing that presentation in, like, a class? Or, like, no, I'm sorry. Can you imagine being in a class with that presentation going on and, like, your teacher is this person's stepdad and, like, you're just like, are you fucking kidding right now? That sounds awful to me.
I would not be able to look at the teacher the same way.
No. Luckily, we never had that problem in high school.
Okay, any other thoughts on Emma, Sean, or Peter?
Hey, Peter. I just hate that, like, Peter just finds girls that have experienced trauma and then is, like, somewhat nice to them. And then it's like, you're not a good guy for being the bare minimum nice, but whatever. I really do think Emma and Sean are my favorite couple. And if they got more airtime than Eli and Claire, I think they would be, like, top tier for me. I just love them. It's just so hard to not love a middle school romance that continues on, you know?
I'm just not sure how I feel about it in this iteration.
I mean, that's fair too. Never been, like, super into them from what I remember.
I mean, I really liked their middle school relationship. I thought that was super cute.
No, I know, but I feel like we've had, like, a couple conversations and you're like, they're not really in your, like, top.
Yeah, I guess not.
Which is fine. I don't think they get as much. Like, this season was definitely a Sean and Emma season for sure.
Yes.
But it hasn't been a Sean and Emma season for a long time.
Right. Which is why they were brought back, because the fans loved them and they wanted Sean and Emma back.
True. And then it also gives us Peter and Darcy for next season, which we'll get to.
Yes. I'm not sure how I feel about them as I'm rewatching season 7 right now. And I'm still unsure how I feel about Peter and Darcy, but
we'll have to see. Okay. So now, do you want to move on to Manny?
Yeah. So, of course, Manny has been in every single other season 6 episode so far, but we just wanted to give her her own little platform, both for her little Craig cocaine thing and also for her feud with Emma over Lakehurst. So for a reminder, once again, Craig comes back after a while and he is addicted to coke. And Manny gets insecure around Ellie, so she partakes in some cocaine. But then Manny realizes that Craig is addicted and dumps him. And then Manny is sad about her breakup, so she decides to throw a party using the excuse of Liberty's birthday. And at the same time, the Lakehurst-Degrassi feud is going on. And Damien, who is the class president at Lakehurst, has come to Degrassi for a kind of peace summit. And Manny and Damien kind of hit it off, but Manny is trying to first set Damien up with Liberty because Liberty is sad on her birthday. But Damien is not interested in Liberty at the party, and so Damien finds Manny and they start flirting and they actually end up kissing on the dance floor. But then, of course, JT dies, which kind of kills that for the time being, which then goes into where Manny ends up moving out of Emma's house finally back home, because her parents want her back home because Emma's house is currently a crime scene after JT got killed there. And so Manny moves out and Emma is very upset about it. And Manny is also starting to hang out with Damien, and she actually blows off Emma to hang out with Damien at the mall. And so this kind of starts the feud between Emma and Manny, and it kind of escalates during the cheerleading finals thing, whatever it is, where Emma is super pissed at Lakehurst and she doesn't want them anywhere near Degrassi because Lakehurst, apparently all of them killed JT. They all ganged up on him Caesar style. And Manny is like, we need to heal the school and win and beat Lakehurst. And so Emma starts a chant, her classic protest against Lakehurst at the cheerleading game. Everyone joins in and there's a whole fight between Degrassi and Lakehurst. And then Emma realizes that she is in the wrong for blaming Lakehurst after a talk with Snake. And then her and Manny make up, saying that everything they've gotten through together.
Yay. Okay. Where do we start? Is the Craig thing... They break up. Okay, they break up before the school shooting. So Craig is probably the best place to start. So many bad things in Degrassi. I get them all confused. Okay, sorry. Yes, JT's death. Okay.
Yeah, the main thing, we already talked about Craig and Manny, really, so I don't think we need to go through that again. But
you don't want to.
I'm good. I do not need more Craig in my life. But it's relevant here because their breakup is the reason why Manny throws the party and why she rebounds with Damien.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, how do you feel about that?
Oh, I was going to ask you, I don't remember if we talked about this in the last one, but do you think it was out of character for Manny to do coke?
No.
Either. Cool.
Yeah, it was, okay, one thing about Craig and Manny is that when I rewatched it, I noticed that, like, the chronology goes, Manny is hungover from doing coke, and the next time she sees Craig, Craig wants to do coke again, and then she dumps him.
Yeah.
The timeline was a little weird because it was like, you just did it with him and now he wants to do it again, so you break up with him.
What do you think is weird about it?
I guess we just didn't really see Manny's thought process with like we saw that she was hungover or whatever you call a coke hangover.
Yeah.
But she didn't really, like, there wasn't a conversation with Emma that was like, oh, I really regret doing this, and like, I really hope that Craig isn't like a cokehead.
Well, I mean, she didn't tell Emma, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell Emma. Emma was nuts. She would lose it. I thought that after Manny had done it, she was like, I'm never doing this again. This made me feel so bad. And then Craig, it pretty much kind of led to like Craig not respecting that. And I think she didn't realize how bad the situation was. And in that moment, she was like, I'm out of here. Like, I'm not doing this. So I don't think she had thought about it. I think it was just a split decision.
Yeah, it did feel pretty abrupt, because not that I think it was out of character, because Craig has been treating her like shit for a while at this point, because he never talks to her.
Yeah.
But it was more so, I feel like Manny would be the person who would want to help him rather than just giving up on him right away, you know?
I don't know. I thought it was like really powerful for her to just be like, I'm not getting involved with this. You've treated me like garbage. You don't call me. You're obviously into Ellie. And like, he also insulted her by being like, you're not smart like my other friends. So I think by that point, like, I don't know if I'd want to be around that guy either, even to like try to help him, you know? That's why she was like, let Ellie, or she told Ellie, she's like, you deal with him.
Yeah. Like, it was fair. But I guess my point was that I could kind of see it go either way. I was like, I feel like the Manny I most know would want to help him, but I could also see how Craig is trash and she deserves better.
I think Manny is somebody who would help someone who she thinks, I don't know. It is a tough call, because you do see that she helps Emma, but Emma's also her like bestest friend when Emma's like mean and going through her eating disorder. But I just think that there's just something about it that's different with Craig that I'm like, I respected her more for leaving.
Right. Because it was a toxic and abusive situation.
Yes. Yeah. So good for her. And then I think she also knew like deep down that Ellie would help him.
Which is why I love the scene that they have at the party so much, because they finally like put their differences aside and they're like, you know, Craig was shit to both of us, And we can connect over that at least a little bit, even though we've been butting heads for like 2 years now.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of cute.
Yeah, so I like that. But yeah, the whole like Lakehurst, Damien, JT, Emma thing.
Confusing to me. Because we never do we touch upon the fact that Damien was friends with this guy, even
Right,
though like
right. I did want to mention that because when that bomb gets dropped by Mia, Manny's just like, Emma, defend him for me. And it's like, why do you want to defend him? You just found out that he's been lying to you this whole time. You know? So
is
that
it
was
bad that
weird.
my first reaction was that Mia was lying?
Why would she lie?
To like get people to continue to hate Lakehurst, I guess. But like, why? It just was kind of weird. I feel like it was a weird drop because what would he be hiding if he was friends with this guy? Like, who cares? Obviously, he didn't murder JT. Like, his friend did a shitty thing. It's like the same with Toby. Rick shot up the school. That doesn't mean Toby's a bad person.
Yes, like I agree that it's not a huge deal that Damien was friends with Drake, but it's the fact that he lied about it because he knew it would look somewhat bad, even though it's not that big of a deal.
I mean, I would also be embarrassed to be friends with somebody like that too. And like, I don't know. I guess I would have to think about it in that scenario if I'm friends with someone and then they go and stab someone else and then I'm dating someone and they're like, "Were you friends with that person?" I don't know. I don't know what I would do in that situation, but does it ever come up again?
No.
So that's why I was like, is it a lie?
I think he was lying. Like, there was no reason for us to not believe Mia.
But also, Mia hasn't been a degree at Lakehurst in like a year.
You would still know who was friends with who.
Yeah, but what if they stop being friends because this guy's a psychopath in the last year? Like, because obviously this guy's been like bullying these kids, right, at Degrassi. So, like, who knows if they're even still friends? That's why it's like, also, it's stupid. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
That's the problem. It's like, why are you pinning people against each other?
Okay. The thing in this scene for me was when Sean is like, isn't one of your students in jail? It's like, Sean, weren't you in jail a couple weeks
I
ago?
literally was gonna be like, where were you half the season?
Yeah.
Like, don't even pull that shit.
I was like, shut up, Sean. You cannot talk in this situation.
And also, he killed a guy, so Rick.
Yes. But yeah, overall, like this whole feud between Emma and Manny, we talked about this a bit in our JT episode, but of course Emma and Manny both felt guilty about JT dying because they both kind of threw the party. But then Emma, of course, takes it too far, as she does. And like I sympathize with her because like the fact that her house is a crime scene and she also just lost Manny as her like roommate essentially slash sister
And
out of the
Sean
both of
is
us.
her roommate too. Because
Didn't
I think
Sean
he's
have...
moved out by that point.
Yeah, but that wasn't a result of the stabbing.
No, but it just like also is happening too. Like,
Yes.
or maybe that was later. I don't know. But regardless, she's like more alone than she's been before.
Yes. And then also like just being confronted with death again for the first time since the Rick thing. So that certainly could be a part of it too. So like I sympathize with her being angry and upset at Lakehurst, but like just how hard she went against them just was not right with me.
I don't think she would have done it if Mia wasn't there to push her, though. Like, I really don't think that her heart was into this one.
Because she was more upset at Manny than she was at Lakehurst.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of like, it didn't feel the same as like all her other ones.
Yeah, like Emma hasn't had a protest in a minute, right? Not since she was protesting Rick.
Yeah, that was because after the shooting with like the eating disorder and then or the PTSD, and then because people were trying to like get her to protest stuff, and she was like, no.
Right.
So that was like the big thing. Everybody was like, oh, she's not protesting. What's wrong with her? And even now, it's like, I still don't think her heart is in it, but she's just doing it because she's being annoying at Manny.
Yeah, like Manny was just kind of an easy target because she was already feeling hurt by Manny for moving out. And because Manny was more sympathetic towards Lakehurst. So she was a more easy target to kind of express her anger towards.
I honestly think that this was a principal's fuck up. I don't think this should have been either of their issue. I think that the principal should have been like, there's obviously tension between the schools. It would be a good idea to not have them come here. I don't think this should have been on Emma or Manny at all, but
yeah,
it's just one of those things where it's like so out of both of their hands that there's just like no point in this. And like, what does it accomplish? Nothing from either side. Like, I don't think it fuels the feud enough that like when season 7 starts, people are like still, I mean, people are still upset, but I just don't think it really does much. Like, I think it's kind of a stupid plot, to be honest.
I think it fits. Like, of course, like blaming Lakehurst is not the right thing to do. Because it also, I don't know if you got this vibe, but it seems like Lakehurst is supposed to be like the high school from the wrong side of the tracks.
I guess so.
Like, that's kind of the vibe that it seems that, I don't know if it's true, but it's at least how Degrassi perceives Lakehurst.
I guess so, but Holly J comes from Lakers, so I don't know.
Yeah. So, hard to say, but I feel like that's kind of the reputation that at least Degrassi students think about Lakers students.
Okay.
So, it makes sense how, like, that would feed into, like, someone from Lakers, which is the bad, evil school, killed someone from our school, so we're going to continue to hate anyone from there.
Yeah, but I guess in this case, I'm kind of siding with how you were like, I don't understand school rivalries. They're stupid. Yeah. This is it right now for me. Like, this whole plot wasn't it. Like, I think that we could have done without it. I think that they could have went another way about mourning JT's death or continuing the JT death plot, but I don't know.
Well, I guess they needed some lead up to all the Lakers kids moving in next season.
There was still like 10 episodes between that one and like season 7, right?
Yeah, probably.
So I'm like, I think if they had done this later in the season, I think I would have been like, okay, that makes sense.
But again, the root of this conflict was not so much Degrassi versus Lakehurst, it was Emma versus Manny.
Yeah.
And Emma was, again, being a bad friend to Manny because she was just trying to control Manny because she wasn't living with her anymore, which I was thinking was kind of similar to how Emma was even trying to control Manny joining the cheerleading team back in season 1. It's like when Manny breaks free from Emma, like in season 1, in season 3, when she gets her new image, like Emma tries to do anything she can to get Manny back in her clutches.
Mm-hmm. Which was a lot. I feel like I understand why Manny had to go home. Like, her friend died, you know, and her parents were like, they're her parents. But I also do kind of feel for Emma, because like, it would have been nice to have your best friend living with you during that.
Yes. Because Manny was a really good friend to Emma in this season, because like, there were multiple times where Manny was like, Emma, are you anorexic again? Like, are you like doing your coping techniques and stuff like that? And like, she was trying to keep Emma in a stable thing, in her stable situation, like we talked about earlier with Peter, even if that might not have been the best thing for Emma. So like, Manny was, as always, a good friend to Emma, and Emma was not to Manny.
As always, at least that's consistent.
I still love them though.
Oh yeah, they were great this season. I liked it.
Yes. Any final thoughts?
Oh, we finished season 6. We did it.
Finally.
All right, go us. No, it was a good season. I'm sick of rewatching. watching it, so that's exciting to move on. I don't know where I'm gonna rank it though. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad. I just feel like many things were forgettable, and that's
yeah. I need to write down my season rankings because I'm never gonna remember.
Like, this is the first season with college plots, which the college plots were either really good, like Paige's and Alex's, or really bad, like most of Marco's or Ellie's.
Yep.
So it's not a bad season by any means, but it's definitely, I'd say, a step down. Also, like, the central thing that happens in season 6 is JT's death.
Yeah.
And like we talked about, that kind of disappears right after it happens. The season isn't very well structured, I'd say, in terms of like a beginning, middle, and end. It's just kind of things are happening.
I agree. I think that's a good point.
So that's a problem, I'd say, I have with it.
Do you remember which season I said was my favorite?
4.
That's what I thought. In my heart, I knew it was 4. It's like 5? No. 4. But I think I might like 6 more than 5.
I definitely prefer 5. Because that's where Spinner's redemption arc is. That's where Paige and Alex get together.
True, true. Oh, Spinner does have a good season. This is not Spinner's season. Okay.
Next season, he has lots going on.
I'm trying to rank. Okay. So I think my seasons are ranked 4, 5, 6, 3, 2, 1.
6 over 3?
I don't remember what happens in 3. It was a long time ago.
That's Manny's abortion, the love triangle.
You're so right. I'm sorry. Actually, 3 should be number 2. I take
that. Yeah. I'd say for me, it's 3 is number 1, then number, then, oh, my numbers are getting mixed up. Season 3, season 4, season 5, season 2, season 1, season 6.
Do you like season 1 above season 6? This season was that bad that you'd prefer season 1?
I don't know. Don't hold me to this ranking.
I'm going to write it down so we remember. Okay.
Don't hold me to it.
One more time. Seasons, you think?
I'd say 4. No, 3. Fuck.
3.
I can't do this right now.
4. I got it. 3, 4.
5.
5. 2 and then 1 and then 6. We'll change it later, but this is good for us because I want to like be able to look back at the end of each season and like see if I still agree.
Well, that's not your ranking. That was my ranking.
I wrote down both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we can both look back.
So what's yours?
4, 3, 5, 6, 2, 1.
Okay. Well, season 7 is one of my favorites, so I'm really excited for it.
Okay, let's see if it's better than 6.
Oh, it already is. Like, I'm only like a third of the way through and I'm like, this is a banger of a season.
Does anybody die though?
Was any death well written?
Fair. Okay, yeah, let's wrap it up. So we are planning on having a live stream within the next week. We'll probably post on our Twitter the days we're thinking. Maybe you guys can vote on it. What were we thinking about doing on the live stream? Because I know that you had mentioned an idea.
Yeah, like I remember a long time ago, we did our problematic faves with our good friend Teresa. And we got a tweet asking us to bring that back for our problematic female faves.
Ooh.
That would be fun. I was also thinking we could maybe rank couples because we ranked characters a while back too. So we could like rank the couples.
I do love a good couple ranking.
Yeah. So lots of ideas. If you got any ideas for things you want to hear from us, let us know on Twitter or Instagram. But otherwise, good riddance season 6. thank you for listening and we will see you soon.